basically, me and the chairman had a conversation after the defeat to Stockport on Tuesday night, and it was an emotional conversation that we probably shouldn't have had straight after a football match, because we're both passionate about the game and we both care about the football club. So, you know, in no way was it anything like a intense conversation. It was more of a disappointing conversation on the way the run of results have gone for us. And, you know, unfortunately, the conversation went in the route of me offering my resignation to the chairman and him accepting it, because we thought it was the best thing to do at the time. Now, within that time, the 48 hours that went after that, it was atrocious for myself, because, you know, when I went to the football club, we put a plan in place for the future of the club. We'd already started putting things in place, you know, for the future, you know, building a youth setup that will start from next season, so we can start getting our own players at the club, etc., and, you know, building our own young talent. And it just felt to me really disappointing. It didn't feel right. So, you know, we contacted each other. The secretary at the football club played a really important role, because obviously he was in between both of us, knowing both of our disappointments, and he got us back together. You know, I went and emptied my office on Wednesday afternoon, and, you know, spoke to the secretary, and he told me how disappointed the chairman was about the situation. So we were both man enough to meet up yesterday and have a three-hour meeting about what we think's gone wrong from both sides of it, my side of it and the chairman's side of it. And it was an honest conversation that put us back together.